Figures show about 1 in 8 teachers leave their jobs in Massachusetts every year. The number is even higher among charter schools. Now, many charter schools are trying to do something about that. The story from WBUR's Kerry Young.
Losing so many teachers can be hard on everyone in a school, especially the students.
They have so much fear about the teachers leaving. Sometimes when teachers are out sick 2 days in a row, they think that the teachers have quit.
Kimberly Luck has been teaching history at the City on a Hill Circuit Street Charter School for 4 years. That's a long tenure for this school because last year, about 42% of the teachers left their jobs there. Teacher turnover has been a long-standing issue for charter schools in general. For the last decade, it's hovered around 30% in Massachusetts, which is more than double the rate at traditional districts.
The reasons for that could be things like differences in the environments in charter schools and public schools. It could also be things like the types of teachers that move into charter schools. They tend to be younger, have different backgrounds.
Marcus Winters is an education policy researcher at Boston University. He says traditional public schools often pay better and have shorter hours, among other things. Winters adds collective bargaining agreements that are common among teachers at traditional public schools are pretty rare at charter schools here. Conservative education reformers often criticize unions for making it harder to remove teachers.
Part of the question is, are perhaps, for instance, charter schools are better at removing their least effective teachers?
Charter school leaders had been relying on that explanation to defend their high turnover rates for years. But that's beginning to change. Nathan Barrett is with the National Alliance of Public Charter Schools. He says many leaders are looking at the issue.
High rates of turnover become somewhat unsustainable, and they're looking at creating a teacher workforce that is going to be there longer.
Here in Massachusetts, that shift has resulted in a lot of new experimentation. At the Boston Collegiate Charter School in Dorchester, officials recently launched a $1 million fund for professional development, performance bonuses, among other things. It was developed in large part by teachers there, like sixth grade math teacher Bridget Adam. She says the school has always been responsive to teacher input. That's a big reason why she stayed at the school for 16 years.
The school itself has done a lot for me and has made adaptions, and we have a daycare. So although we don't get paid maybe what another district school teacher gets paid, I feel like I'm heard.
Another charter school, Match in Boston, also launched a professional development program. Emily Stainer is the school's chief academic officer.
I think we've learned a lot about what it takes to both hire and also retain talent. And I think a lot of us have learned the lesson that the longer a teacher is with us, the better their student results are.
But some teachers would argue this kind of responsiveness is not happening at all charter schools.
I see people leaving because of wanting competitive pay, wanting consistency, wanting to have voice.
Again, Kimberly Luck at City on a Hill Circuit Street.
I think strong professional development is incredibly important for teacher retention, but I don't see it as cited as one of the main reasons people are leaving.
Last year, Luck's school was one of 3 City on a Hill locations that voted to join the Boston Teachers Union. School leaders at City on a Hill say they're proud to be working with the union on an agreement that will codify meaningful avenues for teacher input. The leaders at Boston Collegiate and Match say organization efforts like this did not influence their decisions to launch these teacher-focused programs. They say they wanted to be responsive to their teachers because without them, they don't have a school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.